Okay, so tell me a bit more about PlayStation. Seriously, both my boys are really grown up and left home now, so I've got no idea what it is. How does it work?
Well, you can have up to 4 players on it.
Right. So it links up to television.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or computer or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So how do 4 people play at the same time?
There's some controllers that you have and just put a game in and you can play it.
So each person's got to have their own controller.
Yeah.
Right. So you bring your own controller, all plug it into the same television or computer.
Yeah.
Put your game in.
Yeah, and just play.
So how do you play like football on the computer?
Well, you need a football game to just put in and you can play it.
But how do you score goals or make people do things or things like that?
Just technology.
But you must have something you work or something like that that you...
Yeah, because on the controller, they've got like a different buttons and each button... it means like something different, like a square means shoot and a circle means like to tackle or to pass or something like that.
Oh, right. So you've got to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's all a bit beyond me, Aoife, I tell you. It's all a bit beyond me.
There's even a new PSP app that I've got in my bag. It's like a PlayStation, but it's got its own screen, and it's like that big, and you can play games, watch DVDs, the internet's on it.
So you don't need a computer?
Not really, no.
Amazing. Tell me about your favourite place in the world, somewhere you really, really, really like, you'd like to go back to, some holiday or something like that.
Universal Studios in America.
Right. What did you do there?
It's like a really, really big theme park, and they've got like different kinds of rides and stuff like that. Yeah.
When did you go there?
I went there about 2 years ago.
Oh, I still remember it.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And you say you like maths and science at school.
Yeah.
And you like science because of the experiments?
Yeah.
Okay. So what sort of experiments have you been doing?
What a plant needs, like if it needs like water, sun, if it can survive in like a dark cupboard or something like that.
So you get a plant and put it in a cupboard and see what happens?
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks. What happened?
Well, if you leave it in a cupboard, after about 3 days it just dies, but if you put it on the windowsill, but it can get like all sun and you water it, it will just survive if you keep on doing that.
By doing that experiment, you know that the plant needs water and sunlight.
Yeah.